The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Irish football, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good evening to you football fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another season of DeSales High School Football on your home for Irish Radio. Irish Radio is presented by our good friend Charlie Conan at Conan Rock Products. It has satisfied the Valley's rock and gravel needs for half a century, in part by helping to beautify the Walla Walla Valley with decorative rocks and boulders. Conan Rock Products, its phone number is 541-938-6856, and its address is 81890 Cows Creek Road in Milton Freewater. And our pregame show from Waitsburg is presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to Dave at ConcreteIndustries.com for all your concrete queries. And Steve, let the 2025 season commence.
Awesome. I've been excited about it. Of course, Roy's been having to put up with my text messages to him telling him to that point that I'm excited about it getting started and looking to see what these Irish boys can do, man. Have another good season.
Our touchdowns this season presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Greg Tompkins at Tompkins Appliance. They have been specializing in parts, service, and repairs since 1966. Call 529-3185 or go to www.tompkinsappliance.com for more information. Tompkins Appliance is located at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. And our kickoffs tonight will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Lynn Irish Clark at Farmers Insurance, 511 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Farmers gets you back where you belong. And the sidelines will be sponsored by our good friend and DeSales alum Donnie Biaggi at Biaggi Appraisal Services, 1066 Biaggi Lane in Walla Walla. Call 509-570-6670 or send an email to DonnieBiaggi at yahoo.com for all appraisal service questions. And our two-point conversions will be presented by our friends and DeSales alumni at Chase Electric, 989 South Campbell Road in Walla Walla. Its phone number is 509-529-5071. And our first downs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948, Steve.
Yeah, and I wish the radio listeners could see what I'm seeing right now. And I'm going to describe this to you. Cohen Wood throwing tight spirals 30, 35 yards down the field on the money. On the money. So if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what would. Those are beautiful throws. It's nice to see him back.
And only a junior.
And only a junior. And I see another Wood on there. And he's a freshman.
Tice Wood, in fact, he is a freshman, a 5'9", 135-pound wide receiver and defensive back.
Yeah, awesome. Nice to have the family out there.
Our end zones this season, presented by our good friend Danny Freeman at Premier Motors. They've got a great deal going on. Now, think of this. You make your way to Premier Motors at one of their two locations on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla or on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater, and you stand a very good possibility, should you be interested in getting a new vehicle, by leaving Premier Motors, get this, Steve, for $500 down, and you can drive away with a beautiful, attractive-looking vehicle.
All right. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
And once again, we note that Premier Motors has two locations, and they'll be sponsoring the end zones this season. And those locations on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. And our quarters will be presented by the Campos family at ACO Janitorial Services, commercial and residential. They specialize in carpet, tile, and window cleaning. ACO will be there when you move out or in. Licensed and insured, and offering free estimates, ACO Janitorial Services, 509-200-3700. They're at acojanitorial12@gmail.com. ACO Janitorial Services, loyalty and respect towards our neighbor enriches our spirit. And our scoreboard mentions will be presented this season by our good friend and DeSales alum Kevin Minyagi at Minyagi Hauling Services. Need a haul? Give Kevin a call at 509-301-3331. And we are also delighted to have halftime and postgame sponsors as well. At halftime, we are delighted to have Tallman's Pharmacy back to sponsor our halftime report. Also happy to have the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Flora Council 766 in Walla Walla, sponsoring our athletic director's update. And halftime and final statistics to be presented by our good friend and the sales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. During the course of our postgame show, our postgame shows this season will be presented once again by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Powerback. And last but certainly not least, Eric Kimball, CPA, will be sponsoring our Player of the Game segment. And during the course of our Concrete Industries pregame show this evening, we will be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also at Tom's Yard Care, Coach's Corner interview with the sales head coach, Josh Richard. Coming up next, a Walla Walla OMS player profile interview with the sales senior, Alan Campos. We'll have that conversation for you when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, I understand that due to circumstances beyond our control, we in fact do not have the player profile and coach's corner interviews available. We apologize for that. Perhaps we will have them later during the course of this Concrete Industries pregame show. Steve, the DeSales Irish opening the 2025 season tonight in Waitsburg against the Cardinals. The two teams open the 2024 season at Ty Baffney Field.
Yeah, seemed to
that
be,
contest, it was all DeSales, 64 to 8.
And it was it wasn't as bad a blowout as it made it sound, but I think if I remember right, Cohen Woods just kind of extorted them pretty badly, but they still look pretty decent. I think Waitsburg showed better than their score. They've got a lot of talent. They've got 8 seniors on their team starting up this morning or this afternoon, and we have 5. So I always like to tell the tale of the seniors, and I, of course, that doesn't mean they're all playing. But on a personal note, just to see if I can do it, Kevin Minyagi.
Yes, you got it.
I did it again. That's 4 years in a row. It only took me a whole season of basketball and football to get his name right.
Oh,
so, Kevin, I apologize, but I'm getting better, buddy.
Well, so, very, very good. Well, we want to tell you when we do have our player profile interviews this season, they are presented by our good friends, Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And during the season, our Coach's Corner interviews will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum, Tom Richard, at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. We're going to take another commercial break and be back to Waitsburg and have more of our Concrete Industries pregame show after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, and need Calgary cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friends, Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And we are delighted to be joined for our first player profile of this 2025 season by DeSales senior Alan Campos. And Alan, is it hard to believe that, seemed like just yesterday you were a fifth grader, you were a manager for the DeSales football team, and now your senior year?
Yeah, no, it is crazy. I think the fact that I've been around this program for so long is like, holy cow, when am I going to get out of here? But it's time to, you know, it's time to get out of here, I guess. You know, one more year and see what we can do this year.
And you're going to be a very busy young man playing in the trenches and also assuming kicking responsibilities on a more full-time basis, because last year, obviously, you punted and Jake Barato was handling most, if not all, of the kickoffs last season. So looking forward to the challenge, I suppose.
Definitely. Definitely looking forward to the challenge. I've told my brother before, if it keeps me in shape, I'll do it. So, you know, might as well. I have one more year anyways, so I might as well just do it anyways.
And I understand that there's some good leadership on this year's ball club, and certainly that's something good to have going into any season, whatever sport it might be.
Yeah, I think one thing that us captains have tried to really hammer home is building a culture and what that looks like here at DeSales. I feel like last couple of years we haven't really established something legitimate. You know, we've had great leaders, but we've never had a culture. And I think culture is kind of what pushes certain teams over the edge when talent meets talent. You have to have culture and you have to have people bought in that want to win and that want to see each other win.
And this season, when people are looking out a pitch of Ty Baffney Field or another location, if you will, they're going to be maybe a little surprised to discover that Alan Campos isn't sporting the double ace jersey this year. You're going to be wearing number 4.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be wearing number 4 this year in honor of the late Sean Sollers, who was a good friend of mine and a teammate of mine for 2 years in football and basketball. And I hope that every time I'm able to put that jersey on, that it reminds me of, you know, what football is all about and the brotherhood that comes from football. And I think that hopefully I can have a good year and make his family proud.
And I'm sensing that this year's ball club has a lot of bonding that they can hang their hat on.
Yeah, that is also, we're establishing a culture based on habit, accountability, and brotherhood. And I think the brotherhood aspect of it, you know, being able to come together, freshmen and seniors, sophomores and juniors, you know, everybody with everybody, and just being as cohesive as we can be, I think that'll push us over the edge. And so, you know, being able to bond as a team and being able to do all this stuff together, I think is going to be very key when it comes to, you know, playing in the playoff games, where guys may not be getting in the field, but they're supportive of each other.
Now, this year's schedule, very, very interesting indeed. The Irish will play their first two games away from Ty Baffney Field, and then five of the last six scheduled at home.
Yeah, that's something that I think ever since I've been a manager here, we've never really done that before. But it'll be nice to have those couple last home games be here, because those games are typically where we need to be, you know, a little bit more perfect. And I think having the crowd, having, you know, the people that support us be by our side, especially later during the season, is going to become a pretty crucial for us.
And this year figures to be a very challenging one indeed, a very challenging schedule. But I suspect that that's something that Coach Richard and the players welcome.
Yeah, for sure. I think in order to be great, you have to go through challenges. You have to fight adversity, and a tough schedule will just get us prepared for later on in the year. And I think that is something that we haven't necessarily had, is a very tough schedule. I think we kind of steamroll past a couple teams these last couple years, and when it's time to play against the big dogs, we get shown up. And so I think it's best to prepare early and be ready for those type of games, especially come December and late November.
Now, you alluded to your brother earlier, Alvaro Campos, going to school at Pacific University in Forest Grove. Certainly one of the truly outstanding players that DeSales High School has had in recent years, perhaps in decades, you might say. But all's going well with older brother?
Yeah, I'm starting to get kind of to the point where I can start bragging about him that I'm a better punter than he was, which makes me happy. It's not something that I ever thought I was going to say, because I didn't really care about kicking or punting, but as I've gotten older, I guess I've just kind of followed in his footsteps, and if he's listening, I'm better than you are.
Obviously, Irish Nation excited about the upcoming 2025 season, and among those in Irish Nation that are very excited, I suspect Mama and Papa are looking forward to the season.
Yeah, definitely. They've been everywhere with me, and that's something that I've appreciated. They've never missed a game. They've always been here at the stands, and I always hear my mom yelling my name every time that I kick off a football or anything like that. And so that's something that to me is very special, because I look around and, you know, some of my teammates aren't fortunate enough to have their parents be here at every game and stuff like that. And so it just makes me, you know, kind of sit back and think, you know, like, this is really a blessing. But yeah, I'm sure they're excited.
And needless to say, Irish Nation, Alan Campos has been a blessing in the DeSales football program without question. And we certainly wish him and his teammates the very, very best in 2025. And that will bring to an end our first player profile of the 2025 campaign. It was presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Caso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And coming up next, the Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner. The Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie piece.
Back once again in Waitsburg, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 14, and Waitsburg, no score, Steve.
Yeah, and that was, I want to give credit to the defense from Waitsburg. They did a good job of stringing us out on that extra point, and that's why that didn't get in. Bingham wasn't really able to turn the corner, because they really did have a man in front of him all the way. So hats off to Waitsburg.
And hats off to the Irish.
Of course.
Their second foray into the Premier Motors end zone just a few moments ago, a 32-yard touchdown pass from Cohen Wood to Dominic Fazzari. Another thing of beauty from the junior quarterback wearing number 10. Now a Farmers Insurance kickoff for Alan Campos, senior member of the DeSales football team. Hope you enjoyed our player profile interview with him earlier this evening. Here is the run forward, and the kick is away. It's end over end. Going to be taken on a bounce by Gleason. And Gleason on his way to the 15, far side 20. He is to the 25-yard line, breaks a tackle. He is still on his feet after breaking another tackle. Watch out! He is into the open field. He's across the 40, gets to the 45, and finally brought down at the 46-yard line. Bulldogged down. A nice tackle on the part of the Irish, but J.J. Gleason, very explosive. Anakin Houchin with the tackle, but I'll tell you, a fine job by Gleason. They give him forward progress to the 45-yard line. Broke a couple of tackles there, Steve, and got himself a very, very good return.
Yeah, we got to get Maddox, number 8, Maddox Filon, to wrap up a little bit. He actually got his hands on him 20 yards back and then came up and got his hands on him again at the point of a tackle.
Wide side of the field to the right, first and 10, Waitsburg at its 45-yard line. Gleason going to hand it off. Ball carrier going up the middle. Has good yardage before he's taken down by Bingham. Vasquez with a tackle. He is into DeSales territory. Picked up 6 on the play to the Irish 49, Steve.
Yeah, Bingham introduced himself on that one a little bit and gave him a little shoulder information. That was a nice job.
Second down and 4 yards to go for Waitsburg at the DeSales 49-yard line. Equal running room to either side. The Cardinals still in the offensive huddle, but plenty of time on the play clock, which now shows 10 seconds. Cardinals up to the line of scrimmage. Little adjusting by the Irish defensively. 4 men in the box. And Gleason, a play-action fake, rolls to the far side, breaks a tackle. He's inside the 50. He's going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Orton first down as he's bumped out of bounds on the far sideline at the DeSales 43-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that looked like Jason Guest got him, bumped him out. And we had another opportunity to get him in the backfield, but we've got to wrap up. And that's something that the coaches will see in the video, and they'll see it, and they'll fix that, I guarantee you.
The first Edward Jones, Hank Orton, first down of the ball game for the Cardinals. First and 10, Waitsburg at the DeSales 43-yard line. Shotgun formation for Waitsburg. 2 receivers out to the far side, the short side of the field. And here is Gleason with the football. Still has the football. Now he's going to roll to the far side. Manning Filon in pursuit, and he's going to go out of bounds on the far side behind the line of scrimmage. Run out of bounds far side by Jason Guest. And it will result in a loss of 1 yard on the play. Ball spotted just inside the DeSales 45-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Maddox Filon did an outstanding job of just staying in front of him, so he never really got a chance to get any forward motion at all. And I think the coaches from Waitsburg might want to talk to that coach about carrying the ball around like a loaf of bread and secure that thing a little better.
Second down, a long 11 for Waitsburg at the DeSales 44-and-a-half-yard line, 14-0 DeSales. Here's an inside handoff to Vasquez, and he is hit immediately and taken down by Manning Filon. A nice tackle on his part. A 1 yard gain on the play to the 43, Steve.
Yeah, he was on the in the backfield on that one in a hurry. Maybe he was even involved in the huddle, I'm not sure.
German Yagi hauling the services score with just under 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. DeSales 14 and Waitsburg no score. 3 receivers, 2 right, 1 left, wide side of the field to the right. Set back in the backfield with Gleason, who's back to pass, has time, loops a pass to the near side, receiver out there. The pass is caught inside the 30-yard line. Maddox finally with pretty good coverage near side, but Issa Reyes with a fantastic catch. And Waitsburg picks up a Edward Jones, Hank Orton first down at the DeSales 27-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, he just went up for that and won the war. But the throw went over the defender just perfectly. That was well done, Waitsburg.
So a gain of 16 on the play. The first pass completion of the game for Gleason. And Gleason back to pass again after a play-action fake. Pass to the near side. Is it caught? You're going to give it to him near side. A short advance to the 24-yard line. Nice catch on the near side by Landon Henry, and that will result in a 3-yard gain, Steve.
Yeah, it was a little flip pass and just kind of did a good job. And I mean, it was right in front of Maddox Filan, and there was not a thing he could do. That was an undefensible ball, so he was right on the spot. And so that was well played.
Tight formation for the Cardinals. This time, Gleason under center. Second down, 7 yards to go at the DeSales 24. Here's a handoff to Vasquez. Starts left, now goes right, and he is going to be dragged down. He was taken down from behind by Caleb Bingham and another Irish defender there to finish him off. And that Irish defender was Alan Campos, but he gets inside the 20-yard line. They gave him forward progress close to first down territory, I believe, Steve. In fact, it is a first down. And Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down at the 17.
Yeah, that was good enough to move the sticks. But, I mean, Bingham did a good job of slowing him down, and Campos came in there and finished it up. So, well done, guys.
So the Cardinals on the move here late in the first quarter, 2:34 and counting left in the first, 14-0 DeSales. And Gleason going to hand the ball off. Here is Reyes going around the far side. He runs over a man, and pretty good job. One guy gets him high, one guy gets him low. Wood got him low, and Guest got him high. But he advances for good yardage, a gain of 5 on the play, Steve.
Yeah, Cone Woods really set that up by stopping him, and then he was able to get just detained him long enough that somebody else could come in and mow him over. Nicely done.
Second down, 5 yards to go for Waitsburg at the DeSales 12-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, two receivers right, one to the left. Gleason in the shotgun, Vasquez behind him in the Cardinals' backfield. Takes the shotgun snap, back to pass, pass to the near side. The pass is going to be caught by Reyes. He is tackled. They're trying to get away from Guest. He struggles inside the 10, gets to the 9-yard line for a 3-yard advance, Steve.
Yeah, and Ben Garcia was part of that, too. And the Waitsburg's doing a good job of doing everything where the Irish can't do any defense against it. All they can do is tackle the guy, so they're just going to have to get to the quarterback and kind of mess with his timing.
Third down, 2 yards to go for Waitsburg at the DeSales 9-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Vasquez in the backfield. Gleason going to keep it himself. He's going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Orton first down as he advances up the middle, goes inside the 5-yard line, and he is tackled at the DeSales 3-yard line. So a gain of 6, Steve.
Yep. They're just keeping it simple and everything in front, and so they're not really giving the Irish a chance to do any too much, but they're not trying to get the big play. And I think too many times in high school football, they want to try to get the big play all the time. And you got to just do it little bites at a time.
First down, goal to go for Waitsburg at the DeSales 3-yard line. Gleason under center this time, single set back in the backfield, and he gets the handoff, goes off the right side, and he's into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown.
Well, Vasquez
goes in.
They did a good job of opening up the hole, and they were they sent a guy up there, looks like Vasquez, just blasted up through the middle, so well done.
A very impressive drive for the Cardinals, who are now to within 8. It's now a 14-6 ball game in favor of DeSales with 38 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. And now a Chase Electric 2-point conversion try for Waitsburg. And Gleason going to keep it himself, go up the middle, and he just does get across the goal line. Looked like a pretty good job defensively by the Irish, but not good enough. And with 38 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter, it is now DeSales 14 and Waitsburg 8, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2, presented by Conan Rock Products.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice.
While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Your Minyagi Hauling Services score with 38 seconds left in the first quarter. DeSales 14 and Waitsburg 8. And Steve, a very impressive drive by the Cardinals.
Yeah, they did a good job. Their execution was well, and it was really good. And they did a good job of staying in front of the defense. And then the ball carrier finished it up and gained positive yards. They didn't have to gain 15 or 20. They gained 3 or 4, and that's all you need to do. They did a good job. They kept it simple. And we need to start wrapping up, and we need to get after that quarterback a little bit more.
Vasquez to deliver the Farmers Insurance kickoff. One player back deep for the Irish, stationed at his 15-yard line. Awaiting the official's whistle. And there she blows. The lines are set. The run forward by Vasquez. His kick to the near side. Taken on a bounce at the 32-yard line. Returned by Guest, and Jason will take it across the 40. He is tackled at around the 41 or 42-yard line. Tackled on the play by Carson Pennington. The Irish will start in good field position at their 42, Steve.
Yeah, and that's a dangerous up back to be kicking the ball to. Jason Guest could break that loose in a heartbeat, just getting the right time. But I think he was kind of surprised on that one. So let's see what kind of drive we can put together this time. And just keep it simple and execute.
First and 10 to Sales at its 42-yard line. Receivers out to the left is Phelan. Out to the right is Guest. Signals called by Wood in the shotgun formation. And he's going to pitch the ball. Receiver, runner going around the far side. Going to be tackled on the far side after a 3-yard advance. The ball carried that time by Mateo Jimenez. Jimenez with his first carry of the ball game, taking the pitch from Cohen Wood, going around the far side. He picks up three, Steve.
Yeah, you said that is his first ball carry. He's a freshman. That's probably his first ball carry in his career in high school. Nicely done.
Second down and 7 yards to go for the Irish at their 45-yard line, and that is the final play of the first quarter. Here at the end of the first quarter, your Minyagi Hauling Services score is DeSales 14 and Waitsburg 8. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The second quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Steve?
Yeah, and I thought Waitsburg, with their last drive of the quarter, did a good job of executing their game plan. And our game plan was just simply get in front of them and tackle. But we got to make sure we're wrapping up better and staying home. And maybe get after that quarterback and mess up his timing a little bit. But it's nothing to panic about. It's the beginning of the season, and we got things to work on. And I guarantee you the coaching staff knows what to do. They don't need this old man to tell them anything.
But it doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. It makes me feel good.
So the Irish, when play is resumed, will be facing second down and 7 yards to go at their 45-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Two receivers out to the left. Outside receiver is Malachi Raymond. Signals called by Wood, claps the hands, takes the snap, going to pitch it far side. Bingham, it's wide open, 45-50. 45 of Waitsburg, runs over a man as he goes out of bounds on the far sideline at the Waitsburg 45-yard line. That's going to be an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. And boy, did Caleb Bingham lower the boom on a Cardinal defender far side, Steve.
Yeah, he did a good job with that. And the other part of that was the lineman and everybody else on the offensive line took care of somebody, and they were able to give him some room to build up a head of steam and knock some people over. And that was awesome run on Caleb Bingham's part.
That is 5 first downs in the ball game for the Irish. 1st and 10 to Sales at the Waitsburg 45. Play action fake. Wood to pass. Receiver wide open down the middle. It's Fasari. Makes the catch at the 20s, at the 15, the 10, the 5. And he is brought down inside the 5 and around the 3-yard line. 1st down. Goal to go. After a 42-yard pass, Cohen Wood to Dominic Fasari, Steve.
Yeah, and that was one of those bullets that I was telling you about earlier. I was watching. That was dead on the money, and Fasari, all he had to do was just let it, trust it, and it fell in his hands, and he took care of it. And then the rest was on Dominic, and he did a great job with it. And we are threatening again.
1st down, goal to go, 4 to Sales at the Waitsburg 3-yard line. That is 133 yards passing now for Cohen Wood in a quarter and change. Signals called. And Wood rolls near side. His pass near side is off the hand of Fasari and incomplete. Bringing up 2nd down and goal to go. Yes. Cohen Wood in the ball game thus far, Steve, 5 for 7 for those 133 yards.
Yeah, whenever you're doing that rolling play where everybody's moving one direction, it's hard to get everybody just perfect. This early in the season, those are going to be a little less successful, but boy, later in the season, they're just going to nail those.
Ball is just inside the Waitsburg 4-yard line. 2nd down, goal to go for the Irish. Receiver out to the far side. Signals called by Wood. He's under center. Takes the snap. Going to take it himself, and he is going to be wrapped up and taken down, but managed to get ahead for a yard, surprisingly, despite the fact there was a Cardinal all over him, Jared Hankins, there for the tackle. But Wood was able to drag him forward for a yard on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that was he was pretty much had, that's for sure. And I didn't fool anybody, except maybe me. I think I was fooled on my play, but I don't count anymore, do I? So.
Sure you do.
Well, not for play as a player, though. All right, here comes the Irish.
3rd down, goal to go at the 3-yard line. That pass just a moment ago, good for 41 yards. It was 1st and goal to go at the 4, then 2nd and goal at the 4, now 3rd and goal at the 3. And here, coming around the near side and going into the end zone, I believe, yes, near side for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown on an amazing play. Cohen Wood gives the ball off to number 11, Malachi Raymond. And Raymond gets to the pylon first for that Tompkins Appliance touchdown. And what a play that was, Steve.
Yeah, that was a beautiful play. And I'll be honest with you, I was even fooled on that one. I thought Cohen Wood still had the ball, and he didn't have the ball, and if he would have, he could have walked in. But
might have been another one of those shovel passes.
Yeah, it could have been. So it was a well-done play.
And the Irish up now 20-8 with the Chase Electric two-point conversion upcoming. Again, Wood is under center, hands off to Bingham. Bingham goes up the middle, and he is into the end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. So the Irish now lead 22-8 with 10:29 remaining in the second quarter. That's your Minyagi Hauling Services score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Awaiting a Farmers Insurance kickoff from Alan Campos, the Irish scoring moments ago, a little shovel pass, Cohen Wood to Malachi Raymond. Raymond making his way around the near side, gets into the end zone from 3 yards out, and DeSales leads 22-8 after their third trip into the Premier Motors end zone. Farmers Insurance kickoff. Going to be taken on a bounce, taken by Gleason at the 10. No, it's Vasquez. He is across the 25. Penalty flags all over the place as he gets across the 30 and is spilled at the 31-yard line. And I'm guessing the Cardinals are going to be flagged, Steve.
Yeah, that's a good bet. It also can be a block in the back, though. You do get that. That happens occasionally in this situation. But they definitely all have the same penalties. So I'd be surprised if there's multiple penalties here. Holding against the Cardinals.
So they were flagged for holding on the opening kickoff and now flagged here for holding. Now, the first infraction on the opening kickoff was illegal use of hands.
And you know what? Early in the season, holding, illegal use of back, you know, blocking in the back, all that kind of stuff happens more than it will later on. It looks like Waitsburg is a well-disciplined team. The Irish are looking very disciplined today. I'm liking it.
So the ball back to the 12-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for the Cardinals. Empty backfield. Four receivers, two on each side. Gleason standing back at his 5-yard line awaiting the snap. Takes it waist high, sets up, throws his pass. His pass over the middle is caught by Vasquez, and he will get good yardage to the 19-yard line. And boy, did he take a shot, did the quarterback Gleason. But he got rid of the football and gets it ahead to Vasquez for a good advance out to the 18-yard line, Steve.
And he was taken down by Mr. Bingham again. Well, we're getting to say the Bingham name a lot today. That's awesome. So it's like we're going to have a timeout called by the Cardinals.
Timeout with 10:01 remaining in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 22 and Waitsburg 8. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in at Waitsburg, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. DeSales 22, Waitsburg 8. 10 minutes, 1 second remaining to be played in the second quarter of this season-opening eight-man football game. We are delighted to have you with us on your home for Irish Radio. Gleason back to pass after taking the shotgun snap. Throws a deep ball down the middle, and the pass is well overthrown and incomplete. Some contact in the defensive backfield, but the pass nowhere near the intended receiver, Jason Guest, making contact with Issa Reyes. Couple of the partisans down below wanted a flag, but Steve, that ball was well overthrown.
Yeah, that was over. It was a non-catchable ball, and that was a well done. I was going to say the temperature's dropped at least 10 degrees already.
Good.
Yes, and it actually feels pleasant.
Third down for the Cardinals. Third down and 3 yards to go. Gleason the pass. Looking. Hall is after him. He was held. Penalty flag is thrown. Gleason still on the run. Near side across the 20. Across the 25. He spins to the 30 and is taken down near side by Manning Filan. But it's all going to go for naught. There was a big time hold on Hudson Hall back at the Waitsburg 15-yard line. And the Cardinals are going to be flagged for holding, Steve.
Yeah, I can't see anything else that could have been. But that was just Hudson Hall being aggressive. Well, being Hudson Hall, he's a heck of an aggressive player, and then they had to hold him to keep him back, and I'm glad to see Hudson's back.
So am I. Delightful young man.
Is he? I haven't got to meet him yet, but looks like he's a good kid. Of course, I haven't met anybody from DeSales that hasn't been a pretty nice guy, so I've been pretty impressed with the staff and the players at this school, that's for sure.
So the ball back to the 9-yard line. They mark off half the distance to the goal from the 18 to the 9. Waitsburg now facing third down and 13 yards to go at its 9-yard line. They wind the clock or want the clock to be wound. It's still not running. Now it's running as Gleason passes to the near side. The pass is caught. Receiver to the near side. He is knocked out of bounds on the near side at the 20. But some good, fancy footwork on the near side by York of the Waitsburg Cardinals. He advances to the 20-yard line before being forced out of bounds near side, a couple of yards short of the first down, Steve.
Yeah, and the person forcing him out, if we called Dominic Fazzari's name at all
yesterday.
Man, nice game, Dominic.
So an 11-yard passing advance makes it fourth down and a couple of yards to go. Waitsburg in punt formation. Reyes standing back at his 10-yard line. One player back deep for the Irish. Good snap from center, taken waist high. And the knuckleball kick going to be taken. No, it's going to be muffed by Guest. But somehow the ball comes back to Guest. He runs to the far side. 45, 40, 35, 30. Jason Guest inside the 25 after breaking a tackle. Down the far sideline. And he is into the end zone. Are you kidding me? A Tompkins appliance touchdown for Jason Guest. From a muff to a touchdown, would you believe, with 9:16 remaining in the second quarter. Jason Guest muffing that punt, but somehow the ball came back to him as there was a blocker and a defender in the area around the 45-yard line. Guest gets the ball back and makes the most of it. And, Steve, how often do you see that happen when the special teams relax a little bit? It winds up costing them. And in this case, it cost the Cardinals big time.
Yeah, they defended really well on that. And then the ball to be mishandled like that. Is that the luck of the Irish?
Oh, it is.
Oh, my word. That was insane. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Absolutely amazing. And the Irish increase their lead to 28-8 with 9:16 left in the second quarter. And now the Chase Electric two-point conversion try. Wood play action fake, rolls to the near side, throws his pass in the end zone. It is caught by Dominic Fazzari for the deuce. The Chase Electric two-point conversion successful, and with 9:16 left before halftime, DeSales 30, Waitsburg 8. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com, because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Premier Motors end zone entered by the DeSales Irish for the fourth time here in the first half on a punt return by Jason Guest of 46 yards after a muff the ball bouncing off either a defender or a blocker around the 45-yard line. Ball taken by Guest. He takes it down the far sideline for 6 points. Yes, indeed, folks. Guest, who came to dinner? Reservations for 8 after the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. The Irish lead 30-8 with 9 minutes and 16 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. The kickoff by Alan Campos, he sails it out of bounds near side and nearly decapitated one of the Waitsburg fans on the near side who was not expecting that kick. And I suppose, Steve, in a situation like that, it's better to give him the ball at the 35-yard line than have Gleason run it back into Irish territory.
Yeah, it is a true story, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now you just have the defense hold him, and that should be an easier task than taking care of Gleason, though. But, yeah, on that play with the muff, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, just stunning.
And I couldn't tell. Were you excited about that a little bit?
Just a little.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Well, the Irish are flagged for the first time in the game. They mark the ball now at the 40-yard line. Marched off 5 yards from the 35. So Waitsburg will start in good field position. First down and 10 yards to go. Empty backfield, 4 receivers. 2 on each side, the wide side of the field to the right. Gleason is the quarterback, takes the snap inside the 35-yard line, has plenty of time, pass to the near side is caught, and the receiver, near side, York, advances across the 40. He's taken down by Manning Filan. Good positive yardage, a gain of 4, Steve.
Yeah, Manning Filan came up there and manhandled him. Manning Filan, you've been thinking he's been hitting the gym a little bit or something? He's looking big.
And I want to tell you, Manning and Maddox both, a couple of delightful
young men. I know, they both are.
They're just a couple of just great kids. And we have a timeout call, a timeout called by DeSales, with 8:52 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 30, Waitsburg 8. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And as we get back into play, a tremendous run by J.J. Gleason around the far side gives the Cardinals and Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down at the 15-yard line, an advance of 41 yards, Steve.
Yeah, it looked like Jason Guest with the takedown out there on the sideline to prevent that from being a touchdown.
And the snap back to Gleason. He's back to pass. Plenty of time. Pass to the end zone. Going to be intercepted in the end zone. Taken by Jason Guest. He's going to return it. He brings it out near side. He's to the 20. He's to the 25. Breaks a tackle. 30. He's to the 35 and thrown down at the 35-yard line. A huge play for the defense after giving up the big run to Gleason. A pass looped into the end zone. Taken by Jason Guest. He hurdled a man on his way to the 35-yard line of the Irish. And the DeSales defense comes up big with the takeaway, Steve.
Yeah, and anybody that knows the rules in high school football, you're not allowed to hurdle somebody unless they're on the ground. And they were more on the ground than they were upright, that's for sure. So that was otherwise he would have been running right into the guy's arm. Nicely done.
So the Irish get it back after the Waitsburg miscue. First down and 10 DeSales at its 35-yard line. And we're going to have an official's timeout called. 8:26 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales up by a score of 30-8, and the teams are going to retreat to their respective sidelines. I'm guessing for a water break, Steve.
Yep, a hydration break. They got to do that. There's no kids getting sick from this stuff. Now we're going to take a timeout from the Irish.
Well, let's keep it right here with 8:26 remaining in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score is DeSales 30 and Waitsburg 8. And Steve, a lot of fireworks.
Yeah, there's. I think these are two well-coached teams. Waitsburg is in a different conference, if I have that right. And so they might. We might not see them again until the crossover game, but nice, well-coached. I mean, I everything I've seen has been good. I mean, yeah, they're going to make mistakes. I mean, they're high school kids. It's their first game of the season. So well-played game so far, both sides. And so, I do like the fact that our team's ahead.
Absolutely.
You do know that. I'm also trying to be the calm guy over here.
And the good news is... no more talk about the goose egg.
That's right. There is no goose egg. You don't have to worry about that this time.
All right. The timeout period is over. Irish in possession. And a handoff going up the middle is Caleb Bingham. He'll advance for 5 yards on the play. A couple of Cardinals doing a little extracurricular after the whistle. But a nice gain on first down. Good positive yardage for Caleb Bingham. Goes right up the gut for 5, Steve.
Yeah, and that last two or three of that was all Caleb Bingham. He was fighting on his own to get more. Nicely done, Caleb.
Second down, 5 yards to go for DeSales at its 40-yard line. The Irish leading 30-8. Go inside of 8 minutes, time remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers out to the right, the short side of the field. Wide side of the field to the left. And we're going to have penalty flags thrown. And we're going to have an illegal procedure penalty called on the Irish. That'll bring up 2nd and 10, Steve.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And I was going to say, you know what, the way that Bingham's playing tonight, make sure that he gets a little extra protein tonight. The guy has been playing hard. And I don't want to say what he eats. If he's a vegetarian or me, I'd want a big steak. So.
Oh. Sign me up, too.
Yeah, there you go.
That's got to be well done.
Or maybe a Vizzari's Pizza.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia. I had two of them last week.
Oh, heaven. He was in heaven.
Oh, man.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Wood back to pass. Here comes the rush. Pass over the middle is underthrown and incomplete. Dominic Vizzari, the intended receiver, and a good rush that time by the redshirt, Steve.
Yeah, that was a very good rush, and they did exactly what they're supposed to do, and that was to get to Cohen and mess up his timing. I mean, he had to just get rid of the ball, and wisely so. So, yeah, Cohen's a pretty smart kid.
And a great kid.
Yeah, I've got to meet him a couple times, and I was really impressed. You know, it doesn't come bad. His dad's a pretty good guy, too. So
Eric Wood, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And what a fantastic coach he is, too.
Yeah, you could barely do better than that.
3rd and 10 to Sales at its 35-yard line. Wood back to pass. And he's going to step up in the pocket, and he's going to be sacked back inside the 35-yard line. Another good rush by the Cardinals. They're in good shape for the defense. Tucker Hamilton and Jared Hankins, Steve.
Yep, Jared Hankins making a good stop there, and he had a hold of him, and that was the end of that. And kind of looks like a smaller version of Caleb.
So the Irish 3 and out on that series after the interception and return by Jason Guest. Alan Campos back in punt formation, standing inside his 20-yard line. One player back deep for the Cardinals, awaiting the snap from center. Irish ready to punt. It's a low snap. He takes it on a bounce. And are they going to say he's down? They're going to say he was down. So... he went down to one knee to field it, and Waitberg's going to get great field position on a tactical mistake, an unforced error on the part of the Irish, and Waitberg is going to get the football at the DeSales 19, Steve.
Yeah, and I bet you he doesn't do that the rest of the year. That's an early season mistake. That's going to happen, and in NCAA or in NFL, they don't. That wouldn't have been a down ball. But in college, I mean, high school, that's a done deal. Sorry, I had to go louder than the cheerleaders.
First and 10, Waitsburg at the DeSales 19-yard line. Gleason in the shotgun, empty backfield. He's back to pass. Has time, going to run it to the near side, inside the 25, inside the 20, and is taken out of bounds on the near sideline. Where are they going to spot the football? They're going to spot it at around the 15-yard line. He gets ahead for four, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who got that one out, but well done by the defense, and we just got to keep going after him. Get after that off. Get off that quarterback. We got to upset his timing.
Second down, 6-4 Waitsburg at the DeSales 15. Empty backfield, four receivers, two each way. Wide side of the field to the right. And Gleason looking to pass. Pass near side. The pass is going to be caught by York. York avoids a man, gets inside the 15-yard line, and is maybe a couple of yards short of the first down. He's around the 10-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job with that that small ball mentality, 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. And next thing you know, you're going to get 6 or 7 out of those things. So are they looking to see if that's a first down or –
Well, they have to get to the 9-yard line. The ball's outside the 10, so.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just.
I'm looking through the wall. And
well, it's
going to
be a first
frames.
Down because they flagged the sales for a personal foul.
I would do it.
So maybe that's what they were wondering. Now it's half the distance to the goal, so a silly penalty, a personal foul penalty, will give Waitsburg first down and goal to go. Just outside the DeSales 5-yard line. A short advance just moments ago on the pass play. A gain of 4. Now it's first and goal to go. And Gleason is going to be tackled. He is going to be thrown down once, twice outside the 20-yard line and around the 25. The referee is in the middle of the fray. He goes down hard as well. And I hope the white hat is okay, Steve.
Yeah, I do too. But that was Dominic Fazari that came out there and just manhandled him. The quarterback, my word, and that's the worst I've ever seen a white hat ever take it back there. I've been hit a few times, but not like that.
Well, they're putting the ball on the 15-yard line, but it is a sack. It is a sack on the play. Officials timeout for a water break, Steve.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's talk over the play a little bit. Let's give the white hat an opportunity to kind of collect his thoughts and make sure that they make the right play, and that where they're spotting at is the end of forward progress. So that's a tough one, and they got the extra official out there, and they can all talk about this a little bit and make sure they get it right, make sure the white hat's okay, and no, I'm not going to put my gear back on and go out and white hat. No, thank you.
So that'll bring up second down and goal to go for the Cardinals at the 15-yard line. A 10-yard sack. It was Caleb Bingham that recorded the sack on the play.
And I'm glad to see the officials getting some hydration, too.
Oh,
even
yeah.
though the temperature's dropped a little bit, they're still suffering from the heat that we had when the sun was up. And I tell you what, it's really pleasant out there right now, but I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing here talking. So I think I could do this all night long in this temperature.
Fair enough.
I don't out there and running, I don't know anymore. Word, my word.
Your Manyagi Hauling Services score with 6:15 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 30 and Waitsburg 8. The Cardinals second down and goal to go at the DeSales 15-yard line. And again, the Cardinals will go with an empty backfield.
And we're going to change white hats, it looks like. We're going to go with one of the other guys and let the other white hat be a backup official for right now. That's a good idea. Give him a chance to get himself under control. He got him back pretty good, and he's not wearing any pads.
The timeout period is over. Two receivers each way, and Gleason looking to pass with time. Pass to the end zone. The pass is out of the back of the end zone and incomplete. And good coverage. I believe it was Jason Guest with the coverage for the defense, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. And it was a well-done job. They didn't get to the quarterback, but they kept the receivers in check, and that was a good job.
Third down goal to go for Waitsburg at the DeSales 15-yard line. 30-8 DeSales. 6:09 remaining to be played in the second quarter. Again, two receivers each way. Wide side of the field to the left. Gleason to pass with time. Loops the ball near side. The pass is going to be knocked away and incomplete near side. And again, outstanding pass defense on the near side. I believe it was Filan with the coverage for the defense, and it was, Steve.
It was, and he did an outstanding job. In fact, all things being equal, he had the best chance at the ball, and I think the defender actually blocked it away, and that was well done. So, well, like I said, I'm worrying about the white hat. I just want to make sure he's okay. It's, you know, usually when the white hats are a little bit older and getting whacked like that's not a good idea. And he hit his head on the turf, and it's not a good deal.
Well, gosh, that rush that you allude to, my goodness, you got to give J.J. Gleason a lot of credit. He was not easy to bring down.
No, he was
despite
not.
Despite the best efforts, frankly, of Caleb Bingham, who twirled him around and around, and somehow the white hat got right into the middle of that and got knocked down. And again, we hope he is okay because, my goodness, that was quite a shot he took.
He's at least upright, and I like to see that. I'd like to see him get back out in the game, but I'll worry about them because I was one of them for too many years.
So fourth down, goal to go for Waitsburg at the DeSales 15-yard line. This time they're going to go with a tight formation. Under center is Gleason. Play action fake, rolls to the near side. Does Vasari have him? Well, he tried to throw him down. He gets away, and now the Irish are going to tackle him. Hudson Hall is going to tackle him back outside the 15-yard line. And DeSales holds on downs. What a stand by the defense when you consider Waitsburg had first and goal to go just a few moments ago, Steve, just outside the DeSales 5.
Yeah, that's an outstanding stand. And now it's not first and goal anymore. It's first and 10 for the Irish. I like it.
And okay. The ball is spotted at the 19-yard line, so a loss of 4 on the sack. A loss of 4. Gleason now with 52 yards in the ball game on 10 carries. The Irish at the moment with 3 sacks in the ball game. And the Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Wood in the shotgun formation. Claps the hands. Back to pass. Over the middle. The pass for Filan is incomplete.
Yeah, and that was well defended by Gleason. Imagine that, announcing Gleason's name, even on the defense. Eight-man football. It's crazy. But, yeah, he did a great job of defending that. And I know he wants the ball back, wants another shot at it. But, no, you can't have it.
5:46 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 30, Waitsburg 8. That's your Manyagi Hauling Services score. DeSales second down, 10 yards to go. At its 19-yard line. Two receivers out to the right. Single set back in the backfield with Wood. He's back to pass again. Here comes the rush. Pass to the near side. Going to be underthrown. It's deflected and cut by the DeSales Irish. And down the near side and going all the way is going to be Maddox Filan for a Hopkins Appliance touchdown. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. And what bad luck for the Cardinals. The ball deflected near side, but into the waiting hands of Maddox Filan, an 81-yard touchdown pass.
And people at home, if you think that Roy's getting excited for no reason, you're wrong. That was exciting. I'm trying to be the calm guy, and that was incredible. He just stayed focused, and I'm sure that's the way the coach drew it up over there. He's smiling. Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, just keeping your hands and running in 80 yards for a touchdown.
5:28 remaining in the second quarter. It's now DeSales 36 and Waitsburg 8. The Chase Electric two-point conversion on its way. The conversion try. Wood going to hand off to Caleb Bingham, and Bingham is in for the two-point conversion, despite a nice effort defensively by Jared Hankins, but he could not keep Caleb Bingham out of the end zone. And the DeSales Irish now up by 30. 5:28 left in the second quarter. DeSales 38, Waitsburg 8. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The DeSales Irish into the Premier Motors end zone one more time, this time on an 81-yard touchdown pass, Cohen Wood to Maddox Filin. With 5:28 remaining in the second quarter, DeSales 38 and Waitsburg 8. And again, just bad luck for Waitsburg as that pass near side was deflected. But Manning Filin kept his eyes on the prize, grabs the ball, and goes all the way.
All the way. That was paying attention to the tip drill, that's for sure.
A Farmers Insurance kickoff for Alan Campos. See if he kicks it out of bounds again. Watch out, fans near side. Here it comes on its way. It's end over end. Hope they were awake down there. Or somebody just got their head.
There wasn't anybody near it, but it was a good idea to be awake. But I think it's a smart idea. It's going to end up on the 35, 40-yard line anyway, so kick it short, get it out. Don't let Gleason to hurt you. That's a good coach in there.
I tell you, that guy is dangerous.
Yeah, I think he definitely is. I hope, is Gleason, he's a junior, so I'll be starting to get some looks as he's definitely got some skills. And I don't care that he plays eight-man football. He's still got skills. So,
a 5-yard penalty against the Irish for that kickoff that went out of bounds. Waitsburg will start this series at its 45-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. Gleason under center. Takes the snap, hands off to Vasquez. Goes off the right side. He'll pick up a yard or two. And good pursuit there by the DeSales defense. Hudson Hall among the defenders there. And also in for the defense was Mateo Jimenez, Steve.
Yeah, that was a nice job. Gang tackle. And Hudson Hall, of course, just ends up on the bottom of the pile. But did a great job of slowing everything down. And letting his supporting cast help him out.
I asked him earlier this week, are you up to 2.5 bills? He confirmed it. Tips the scales.
Wow.
250 pounds on that 6'2" frame. Second down, 9 yards to go for Waitsburg at its 46. And here's an end-around play near side. And a nice open field tackle by Cohen Wood as he trips up Reyes. Looking to come around the near side, and the result is a 1-yard loss, Steve.
Yeah, and Cohen Wood, to his defense, made the right kind of tackle. That's not the kind of tackle you want to wrap him up and get yourself hurt, and he did a good job of just tripping him up. And, maybe the coaches don't always agree with that, but this old fat guy does.
Well, it's not quite fall yet, but he told him, have a nice trip, right?
Yeah, have a nice trip.
Third and 10 for Waitsburg at its 45-yard line. 38-8 in favor of DeSales. Coming up on the 4-minute mark, time remaining second quarter. Low snap, leasing the pass. Pass taken by Vasquez, and he is going to be tackled and tackled hard. And it's that man again, Caleb Bingham. Also there for the defense was that man again, Mateo Jimenez, Steve, again,
yeah,
two.
Mr. Jimenez in there, and they did a great job of leveling him out. Good job. So
Gleason with 49 yards passing in the ball game. He has attempted 14 tosses. Waitsburg down 38-8 with just under 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. We'll go for it on fourth down and 8 from the Cardinal 47-yard line. Two receivers each way. Gleason back to pass. Here comes Fazari. He bobbles the football that is loose on the deck and going to be recovered by Waitsburg. And then a big hit in the backfield by Hudson Hall. And DeSales will take over on downs at the Waitsburg 38-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that might not be bad field position from here. That maybe I'll do something with that. So this isn't really an exact replay of the opening game last year, but we are dominating, and we may be able to run in clock before we get done with this quarter. So
that would be very nice.
Yeah.
Because this half has gone at a snail's pace, but again, there are circumstances, the water breaks and then the official being clobbered and so forth, and yeah, a lot of scoring too.
Right, and the other thing is I think Waitsburg is looking pretty darn good. Granted, we're looking really good, but we're clicking on all cylinders, but I think Waitsburg's showing some skill.
Equal running room to either side. Two receivers out to the left for the Irish. First and 10 at the Waitsburg 38. Is back to pass. Sets up. Throws a pass to the far side. It's overthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Jason Guest on the far side. Vasquez with the defense. And that'll bring up second and 10 for the Irish at the Cardinal 38, Steve.
Yeah, it was just a little bit out of Guest's reach. But, hey, you know, it's early in the season. And they'll get those things ironed out.
Cohen Wood in the first half has thrown for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns. 46 touchdown throws now for his Irish career.
Yeah,
and again, we repeat, he is only a junior.
Yeah, we should probably keep him.
No transfer portal, I hope.
No.
Second and 10 for the Irish. And Wood going to hand it off to Bingham, who explodes up the middle, and he is tackled in the defensive backfield by Reyes. He gets ahead to the 30-yard line, a gain of 8, Steve.
Yeah, kudos to the line, the offensive line. They opened up a big hole. That guy could have probably maybe run through there, but then Bingham did a great job of getting into the secondary and just kept his leg going and got a couple more yards. Nice job.
Third down, a couple of yards to go for DeSales. A short 2 to go. Ball spotted at the Waitsburg 30-yard line. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score with just under 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. DeSales 38, Waitsburg 8. And Wood going to take it on a quarterback, keeper, and he is going to have it. Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Wharton first down inside the 25-yard line. Tackled on the play by Hankins, but he advances for a gain of 7, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job, and it was also a good call. It was the right call for that situation. Good job, coach. We've got to acknowledge the coaches once in a while, you know?
Especially when they're in the box.
Would you even acknowledge a volleyball coach, though? The one that's standing right behind you, that bigger than you are? Yeah, I will.
Who isn't bigger than I am?
Well, that's true.
Come on, let's be realistic.
I think I see this one cheerleader. I might be bigger than her.
Coach Ruthven's standing next to me to confirm what we already knew. First and 10 to sales at the Waitsburg 23. A handoff to Bingham. Caleb Bingham running hard, and he is close to the 10-yard line. Another Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Wharton first down on the ground. A gain of a dozen to the 11-yard line, Steve.
Would that be one of those Berman calls where he was stumbling and bumbling on that one? He did a great job. That was all him. Nicely done, Caleb.
1:40 and counting left in the second quarter. DeSales 38 and Waitsburg 8. The play clock shows 25 seconds. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Hudson Hall over the football at center. Tight end Dominic Fazari lined up on the right-hand side. Receiver Raymond out to the near side. He has a touchdown in this ball game. Signals called by Wood, and he's going to pitch it behind Bingham. He picks it up at the 15, and he's going to be tackled at the 15-yard line. Execution not there, but good pursuit by the Cardinals by J.J. Gleason and Hankins, Steve.
Yeah, I think Wood got banged a little bit just as he was starting to release that. And so that's going to change your trajectory a little bit. Hey, don't make me say that word too many more times.
Or spell it.
So the ball back to the 15, second down, 14 yards to go for the Irish. Down to 35 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Be nice to see the Irish get another score on the board before halftime. Not out of the realm of possibility as Wood drops back the pass. After taking a shotgun snap, throws to the far side for Raymond. Raymond makes the catch, and he is into the end zone. And Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. Raymond beating Gleason on the far side. A 15-yard touchdown toss. And it is now DeSales 44 and Waitsburg 8 with 19 seconds left in the second quarter, Steve.
Yeah, is it your birthday you asked for and they gave it to you? I mean, what the heck? Nicely done. That was a well-executed play. And as they get even further into the season, they're going to even get better at that. So that was beautiful.
And you know it's a great effort by Raymond when he beats J.J. Gleason, of all people.
Yeah, of course.
Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion for the Irish. After another foray into the Premier Motors end zone. Wood under center, takes the snap, hands off to Bingham. Bingham off the right side, and he is into the end zone for the two-point conversion presented by Chase Electric. And with 19 seconds remaining in quarter number two, DeSales 46 and Waitsburg 8. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
A Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming for the DeSales Irish and Alan Campos after another DeSales touchdown. Boy, that Premier Motors end zone has been invaded a lot tonight by the guys in the white shirts. DeSales leading 46-8 with 19 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. I invite you to stay tuned for our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report. Going to have an interview with DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthen. Also a statement from DeSales athletic director Nick Hazeltine. And some first half statistics for you as well. All coming in just a few moments. Our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report. Now the kickoff by Alan Campos. Let's see if he kicks it to the near sideline again amongst the spectators. And the answer is yes. Heads!
They were prepared for it.
Yeah, it looked like they were a little bit better prepared after the first attempt where it darn near decapitated someone on the near sideline.
And there's a lot of moms over there holding little guys, too. I mean, there's a... Can we kick it to the other side next time?
So your choice, kid or ball.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to decide.
Now, if this was Texas, they would drop the kid and catch the ball. I guarantee you they would drop the kid and catch the ball.
God bless Texas.
Oh, I love it, man. If you ever get to go to a high school football game in Texas, oh, it's amazing.
Oh, nothing like it.
I saw 9,000 people in a high school game. My word.
I am not surprised. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, especially when it comes to football.
First and 10, Waitsburg at its 38-yard line, and Gleason going to keep it himself, breaks a tackle. Look out, he's into the defensive backfield. He is loose near side, 35-30, 25-20, he's to the 15, the 10, he's to the 5, and knocked out of bounds, I believe, on the near sideline. Or did he get into the end zone?
Yeah, he got in the end zone.
He got into the end zone for a Tompkins appliance touchdown, and that has got to drive a coach crazy. That's just got to drive a coach absolutely batty as Gleason, a little play-action fake in the backfield, broke a tackle around the 45-yard line, and he was off to the races, Steve.
Well, I guess I guarantee you that's something the defensive coach is going to talk to him about. They've got to wrap up. I mean, it's a basic thing. And have I ever said this thing before where you have to move your feet?
Oh, yeah.
Have
absolutely.
I ever said that? I know they even have it in volleyball where you have to move your feet once in a while. But people are just like statues sometimes.
Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion try. Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, realize a Tompkins appliance touchdown, and now Vasquez goes off the right side, and he is in for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. And with 5 seconds remaining in the second quarter, it is now DeSales 46 and Waitsburg 16, Steve.
Yeah, I know. You don't like me to say this, but I know the goose egg's already been taken care of, but it's nice for Waitsburg to strut their stuff a little bit,
no,
too.
No, it isn't.
Yes. Oh, yes, it is. We can be good to both sides. And that was well done. There's some things that they got to work on the DeSales sideline on that. They got to wrap up. They got to move their feet and execute a little bit. But, I mean, if they wouldn't have missed their first couple tackles, none of this would have happened. So, oh, well.
Well, the Irish, it appeared, were going to go into the halftime break with a little bounce in their step, but a little jolt to that after the 62-yard run by Gleason for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down and a Tompkins appliance touchdown, and then Vasquez successful on the Chase Electric two-point conversion run.
Well, have we mentioned that that Gleason's kind of a dangerous runner?
Oh, he is amazing. He's a great, great player.
Yes, he is.
I remember that reception he had last year for 67 yards against the Irish. I thought he was in at first, but they marked him down at the one-yard line. But it was he broke a tackle or two, and he was almost off to the races and into the Premier Motors end zone. But
I think we saw a guy like that a few years back in Pomeroy. He did everything. He drove the school bus. He worked in the concession stand at halftime. And it's
went
just
into
amazing.
The stand selling popcorn.
Exactly. You know the guy. He kissed all the girls.
Vasquez to deliver a Farmers Insurance kickoff. 5 seconds left here in the second quarter. The sales up by 30, 46 to 16. That's your Minyagi Hauling Services score. Officials whistle sounds. The run forward by Vasquez. Line drive kick near side. Somebody better get on that ball. Better get on that ball. And Raymond gets on the ball, and he's going to dance around a little bit on the near side. He's going to be thrown down on the near side. And the first half is over. And here at the halftime, the DeSales Irish, 46. The Waitsburg Cardinals, 16. Coming up next, the Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report. We'll have it for you after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products. 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com, and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Waitsburg, Washington, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia, your Minyaki Hauling Services score here at the halftime break is DeSales 46 and Waitsburg 16. We now welcome you to our halftime report. It is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with a volleyball update. We are delighted to be joined by DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthven. And coach, the 2025 season is here. How are things going so far for the Lady Irish?
So far, so good. We've got good turnout, a lot of young players, a few older players. And we had our first match last night against Pomeroy. They came to town with a lot of returning varsity players, and we played them really tough. We did lose in three, but, you know, we had a pretty wide loss margin in the first set and came back and held them to 25-27 and 26-28 in the other two sets. So the girls fought hard and showed a lot of growth last night.
And what was the atmosphere?
The atmosphere was awesome. You know, our pub there is really nice. All the football players show up, parents show up. Really good volleyball atmosphere and fun to coach and fun to watch.
Well, who are some of the young ladies that fans can look forward to seeing out on the court and perhaps shining a time or two?
Well, we only have three returning starters from last year. Anna Stenemenez, senior middle hitter. She's a three-time all-league. And then Rosalind Block, I almost got the wrong Block in there. Rosalind Block, and she's a sophomore outside hitter. And Tessa Klein is a senior, and she's an outside hitter. And all three of those will be good for us. A new player to the team this year is Peyton Benavides. She's a middle. She's a junior, very athletic. And we've got a lot of younger kids that are coming through and are going to shine really well. Both of our setters, Hadley Block and Lindley Donnelly, very good setters. And we'll have a lot of fun.
Is Pomeroy the team to beat again this year?
Pomeroy is in the other side of our league, so you know we'll see them at districts or regionals, and they'll be at the top of that side. As always, Oaksdale will be there, and those are the only two teams that I'm fairly familiar with. On our side, it's going to be pretty balanced. There's going to be four or five teams that are right in the running. Some standouts could be WAVA, Liberty Christian, Sunnyside Christian, and then we'll be right in there, but really competitive.
Well, very, very good, Steve. We appreciate the time very, very much. Some home matches coming up?
Yeah, we have. We're hosting Tuesday night, hosting Tushy, JV at 5, varsity around 6. We head out of town to Riverside Christian up in Yakima on Thursday, and then the varsity staying in Yakima and participating in the Sun Dome tournament all day on Friday.
And what a great tournament that is.
It's an excellent tournament. You know, there's 32 teams involved there all day. Great play, a great chance for the kids to really sharpen up their skills, for us to see who, you know, meshes good together and really get the season started.
And this volleyball thing is something that I suspect you're not going to get tired of anytime soon.
No, I love the game. You know, I don't have any more kids there in DeSales, but I still love coaching. You know, the kids bring me a lot of energy, a lot of joy every time I step into the gym with them. It's a sport that I've been involved with for, I hate to say this, for about 40 years, 40, 45 years.
You started when you were 1 year old?
So, two.
Well, I want to speak about that. What possessed you to want to be a volleyball coach? I mean, it just doesn't happen out of thin air, right?
No, I started, like I said, pretty young. I wasn't a football player, so in high school I was in the gym practicing for basketball, and they had me, the volleyball team had me hitting and blocking and forming practices, and so I got into it a little bit, and then got into intramurals in college, and then I played for Eastern Washington's club team up there. That got me going, and then I first started coaching as a middle school coach at Assumption, or DeSales at the time, and did that for quite a few years, coached club, had a good friend that was a coach at Eastern, and, you know, I just love the sport, and I want to transfer that passion for the sport to the kids.
And what, you have a daughter going to the University of San Francisco?
Yep. She's a sophomore down there, and, you know, I have to be careful, you know, cheering certain teams, but love watching the basketball team, and we'll be trying to go down there, and maybe we'll catch the Dons and the Zags when they're playing down there.
Well, again, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. Is there even the slightest chance we'll have a chance to talk to you next week?
Where's that one?
Well, the
it's in Yakima, right?
Irish
East Valley
football team, yeah, East Valley High School,
well,
near Yakima. So.
We are playing in the Sun Dome that day, and you know, I'd like to say it, we'll see you, but if we are successful, we might still be playing at halftime. So if not, I'll pop in.
Well, under those circumstances, hopefully we will not see you next week. But hopefully we can get a statement or two from you by way of email, by way of text, and we'd be more than happy to pass it along to Irish Nation. Thank you again very, very much, Coach Steve Ruthven.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Giving us an update on DeSales Volleyball. We appreciate it very, very much. And we want to thank Coach Ruthven, of course, and wish him and the Lady Irish all the very, very best this 2025 volleyball season. And DeSales leading here at halftime by a score of 46-16 over the Waitsburg Cardinals. We're going to have a quick athletic director's update for you and more when we continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Waitsburg, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime, the DeSales Irish 46, the Waitsburg Cardinals 16, and our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report continues with an athletic director's update presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor, Council Number 766 in Walla Walla. Passing along the following from DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine by way of a text message. He states, Irish athletics are off to a great start with over 80 student athletes out for sports between our middle school and high school teams. Says we are excited for an eventful September with lots of games and plenty of opportunities to come watch the Irish. That from DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. That will do it for our Athletic Director's Update. It was presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council, number 766 in Walla Walla. In our halftime score, DeSales 46 and Waitsburg 16, we will continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report from Waitsburg after we step aside this time for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, HSS2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home?
Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Waitsburg, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish leading the Waitsburg Cardinals 46-16 here at the halftime break of this season-opening eight-man football game. And our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report continues with halftime statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Looking first of all at the DeSales side of the ledger, Caleb Bingham, the leading rusher in the game, 5 carries for 31 yards. Cohen Wood with 5 totes for 17. The Irish unofficially with 10. Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Wharton, first downs in the first half, 4 rushing and 6 passing. Irish had 1 muff in the first half, but it was a memorable one, to say the very least. Jason Guest muffing a punt around midfield. Next thing you know, he's into the end zone after negotiating some 46 yards for one of several DeSales entries into the Premier Motors end zone in the first half of play. Cohen Wood with 13 pass attempts in the first half. He completed 8 of those. An amazing 231 yards passing for Cohen Wood and 5 touchdowns. He now has 47 passing touchdowns for his Irish career. Maddox Filan, couple of receptions in the first half for 120 yards, touchdown grabs of 39 and 81 yards. Dominic Fazari with a couple of grabs in the first half for 73 yards, including a 32-yard score. And Malachi Raymond with 2 grabs for 18 yards and 2 touchdowns, 1 of 3 yards, and another good for 15. And Caleb Bingham also had a reception in the first half. It was good for 18 yards. The DeSales Irish flagged 5 times in the first half, 5 penalties for 26 yards. DeSales Irish did not punt in the first half of tonight's contest. For Waitsburg, J.J. Gleason, 11 carries for 114 yards. He had 1 touchdown in the first half of play, a couple of explosive runs, 1 of 41. 1 of 62. Other than that, the Irish have done a reasonable job containing J.J. Gleason. The Irish had 3 sacks in the first half of play, as a matter of fact. Waitsburg unofficially with 7. Edward Jones, Hank Wharton, first downs, 5 rushing, 1 passing, and 1 by penalty. Cardinals had 1 fumble in the first half, did not lose it. And J.J. Gleason, in the first half in the passing department, attempted 14 passes. He threw for 49 yards in the first half. He was intercepted 1 time in the ball game. He was 8 for 14 in the opening half. 4 49 yards, the 1 pick, no touchdowns thrown. Leading receiver in the first half for Waitsburg, 3 receptions for York, good for 19 yards. Reyes also had a 19 yards receiving in the first half on 2 receptions. Waitsburg was penalized 3 times in the first half for 29 yards. And Waitsburg also punted a couple of times in the first half for an average of 25 yards per boot. We'll do it for our halftime statistics during our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Paulman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Just a few moments, we will have our third quarter presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And, of course, it will begin, Steve, with a Farmers Insurance kickoff.
There you go. And I did check on the White Hat, and he said that his family may be listening. And he is doing okay. He's just been advised not to run. And so he's going to just shadow the official over on the other side. And they've switched out to the other senior official, and he's going to be the White Hat. And that's the way it's designed. But the bottom line is the White Hat that went down 3 times in one play was brutal. But his bottom of his leg's hurting a little bit. And he feels like he's okay, but he was advised not to run. So if the families listen, be happy. He's okay.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. So I've been knocked down, I think, 3 times, but never in one play. But that was crazy. I never seen anything like that.
Well, you may recall the coin toss to start proceedings here this evening was won by DeSales. They opted to defer, so DeSales will receive the second half kickoff. It will be kicked by Vasquez of the Waitsburg Cardinals. The team's back out on the field, and we are just about set to begin this second half. DeSales leading by a score of 46-16. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score.
Would that be Kevin Manyagi?
It would be, yes.
And did you hear how smoothly that came off my tongue?
Oh, if people, 2 times tonight.
If people only knew that took how many years. Poor Kevin, he had to just go, what is wrong with him?
No, he didn't.
I know he didn't. He's too good a guy to do that.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, we could say that for just about everybody in Irish Nation, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Great to be part of Irish Nation and great to be part of these broadcasts. We hope you're enjoying our broadcast tonight from Waitsburg.
I'm enjoying it. Oh, I'm so on it. Oh, that's right, I'm on it. I'm on it. The
yes,
temperature
indeed.
Is beautiful outside. I didn't want to come back in the booth.
Well, it's not too bad in the booth right now, but boy, about 2 hours ago,
yeah,
it was a different water. Story. It was like a sauna up here, but that's okay. That's what you'd expect in early September. And then before you know it, we'll be complaining that it's too cold.
Too cold. So. But I can put a coat on when it's too cold.
That's right.
And we're going to wear long pants.
Well, you are. But
yeah, that's true.
All right. Set for our Farmers Insurance kickoff. Vasquez to deliver it. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line. The run forward. And an end-over-end kick near side. Going to be taken by the Irish, taken by Wood, the younger Wood. He advances far side, 35, he's to the 40, he's to the 45, and finally taken out of bounds on the far sideline by Vasquez at around the DeSales 46-yard line. What a return by Tice Wood of the Irish, Steve.
My word, Tice Wood. I just wanted to say that one more time. That was a beautiful run. I don't want to say he ran in slow motion, but the play went in slow motion. But he gained positive yards the entire time. And he ran plenty of speed. I don't know why it looked slow motion, but it was a beautiful run.
Well, he did an outstanding job waiting for the blocking to develop.
That might have been what it was, but, man, outstanding.
And off he went. First and 10 to Sales at its 46-yard line. Pitch near side. It's bobbled by Bingham. And Bingham is going to reverse his field, go to the far side, going to pick up positive yardage and then some. He's going to have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down inside the Waitsburg 40-yard line. He is tackled just outside the 35. So a near disaster for the Irish turns into a very positive play indeed, Steve.
Yeah, I guess the word is improvised. Everything's
yes.
improvised tonight. But we've had 3 or 4 plays that were improvised, and that worked out pretty well for Caleb. It was awesome.
Very good poise shown by Caleb Bingham as he advances to the 35-yard line of Waitsburg, a gain of 20 yards on the play. And the Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Hudson Hall over the football at center, receivers each way. Wood takes a snap, play action fake, looks to pass, deep ball down the middle. Fazari is there, Fazari has it! for an Irish touchdown presented by Tompkins Appliance. Also an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. A beautiful pass over the middle. Dominic Fazzari down the middle for six, Steve.
That was beautiful. I mean, my word, I almost started screaming up and down, jumping up and down like you were doing. But that was beautiful. I mean, the pass was a perfect spiral, right on the money, never broke stride. And then Dominic Fazzari just ran it to the house. That was beautiful. There was no stumbling and bumbling.
No.
And we got the Irish coming up to the ball.
For the Chase Electric two-point conversion. 11-12 left in the third quarter. DeSales now up 52-16 over Waitsburg. And a handoff to Jimenez, and he'll be hit in the backfield and dropped. He is stopped short of the goal line. That's the bad news. The good news is, with 11-12 left in the third quarter, the Irish lead the Cardinals 52-16, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming for Alan Campos and the DeSales Irish. Another trip into the Premier Motors end zone just a few moments ago, courtesy of Cohen Wood, a touchdown pass of 35 yards to Dominic Fazzari, who has three receptions in the ball game for 108 yards. Dominic Fazzari tonight with two touchdowns. The run forward and the kick is going to be well out of bounds near side and short of the spectators assembled down below. And Waitsburg will go on offense for the first time at or around its 35-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with what they're doing. They're just taking the ball out of Gleason's hands, and there's no sense in letting him, an explosive player like him, put you in a deficit or put you in a bad spot. They're no. doing a great job. So I think it's a good decision. You know, not that my opinion counts, but I like it.
But it's darn important.
To me it is, anyway.
And to me, too.
There you go.
So the ball is spotted at the 35-yard line of Waitsburg. First down and 10 yards to go. Two receivers out to the left, the short side of the field. Vasquez in the backfield behind the quarterback, Gleason. He's in the shotgun formation. Looks things over, takes the snap, waist high, rolls far side, going to pitch it to Vasquez, a slow developing play, and the Irish are on it like stink on you-know-what, stink on excrement. Hudson Hall all over that play. And a couple of other teammates there as well, Steve.
Yeah, the other teammate was Campos, and they just mirrored that play all the way down and strung it all the way from side to side. And that's what you're supposed to do with that play. That was textbook. I don't know if they talked about that at halftime, but, man, that was well executed.
Loss of one on the play. Second down, 11 yards to go for Waitsburg at its 34-yard line. We're a minute and a half into the third quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 52, Waitsburg 16. Wide side of the field to the left, a tight formation, and a penalty flag is thrown. A delay of game is going to be called against the Cardinals, Steve.
Yep. And you see the back judge throwing a flag. That's normally what the call is, and that's what we're going to have, and back we're going to go five.
So from second and 11, it's now second and 16 for Wadesburg, back at its 29-yard line. 52-16 to Sales. And Wadesburg with the football, facing second and long yardage. Gleason under center is back to pass. Here comes the rush, pass far side. The pass is caught. And advancing beyond the original line of scrimmage is Henry. Henry with the grab. And good yardage out to the 37-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and I think that was Bingham. I'm 99% sure, but that was a beautiful tackle. He did have an assistant on that one, but I'll confirm it better if he'll ever turn sideways a little bit.
Third down, 8 yards to go for Waitsburg at its 37-yard line. And Gleason will pass to the near side. The ball caught by York. He's to the 35, breaks a tackle, 40. And a good, solid tackle near side by Jason Guest. Drives him out of bounds near side. About 3 yards short of the first down. Broke an initial tackle attempt by Wood. But Jason Guest drove him out of bounds at the 41-yard line. 4 yards short of the first, Steve.
Yeah, number 32. I want to get this right. Manning Phelan. He did a good job of coming over when your guy's down in, I don't want to say enemy territory, but the other sideline, it's always a good idea to come in and make sure you got his back. So not that they would have done anything inappropriate.
Fourth down, 4 yards to go, and a stop by the Irish. And there is Hudson Hall. There is Dominic Fazzari in for the defense. And Gleason is stopped short of the first down by a couple of yards. He gets to the 43, had to get to the 45, and DeSales will take over. First down and 10 yards to go in Cardinals territory, Steve.
Yeah, Hudson Hall just put his shoulder pads on him and wrapped up and did a great job. Didn't allow him to gain anything more than a yard or two, even though they needed 4 or 5.
9:34 remaining in the third quarter. Irman Yagi hauling services score. DeSales 52 and Waitsburg 16. Receivers each way. Single set back in the backfield. Wood in the shotgun. Three down linemen for Waitsburg. And here is a handoff to Bingham. And a very nice tackle. One got him up. One got him down. That time, Hankins and Victor Whitmore in on the tackle. They stopped Bingham after a 1 yard advance, Steve.
Yeah, the Cardinals did a great job on that one. And like you said, they hit him high, hit him low, but they wrapped up and they got the job done. And Caleb Bingham wasn't able to get anything on that one. I almost changed his name.
52 yards rushing in the game for Caleb Bingham on 7 carries. Second down, 9 yards to go for DeSales at the Waitsburg 42-yard line. Wood takes the snap, going to pitch it far side Bingham. He's to the 45, he's to the 40, he's to the 35, 30, and knocked out of bounds on the far sideline at the Waitsburg 25-yard line. A 17-yard rush by Caleb Bingham and an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of that play, I was obviously Bingham running hard and doing his job, but it was set up by Wood. With that pitch, it is so solid. When he was a freshman, that pitch was a little more timid, and he seems to be pretty confident about that pitch. And it always looks so easy, but it's not as easy as you think.
Receivers, Raymond out to the left, and Phelan to the right, wide side of the field to the right. Raymond in motion, takes a shovel pass, running near side. He is inside the 30, does a little dance, and the Cardinals are after him, and the Cardinals have got him back outside the 30-yard line.
We almost lost another white hat.
Well, it came very, very close. So that shovel pass did not work out too well. A loss of 7 on the play, Steve.
Yeah, there was just red jerseys. I'm not even sure. They might have had all the jerseys out there. It was nuts. There was a lot of red jerseys running right at him. And you weren't going anywhere. Who was the ball carrier on that?
It was Raymond. Raymond. Yeah. Second down, 17 yards to go for the Irish at the Waitsburg 32-yard line. Two receivers right on the short side of the field. Wood back to pass. Here comes the rush. Pass to the near side. Receiver there, and it's just out of his reach and incomplete. Filan was the intended receiver. He was there, but the ball just out of his reach and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, and we're lucky we didn't get called for a flag on that
one. Oh, yeah. Looked like there was a big-time hold, yes.
Yeah, right in the middle. The U even saw it.
And you know how much of a homer I am.
Yeah, the king of homers. Homer Simpson doesn't even have anything on you.
Third down, 17 yards to go for DeSales. We're not having fun, are we?
Never.
7 minutes, 50 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. DeSales 52 and Waitsburg 16. Third down for the Irish. Third and long yardage. A bobbled snap. Taking it near side is Wood. Going to throw his pass down the middle. Receiver wide open. A penalty flag, however, is thrown as Bingham is going to take the ball into the end zone. But there is a penalty flag down at the 37-yard line in Waitsburg territory.
Yeah, and the way the Whitehead is acting, I think it's against us.
Yeah, I think you're right. Probably a hold, I'm guessing.
Probably.
And it's too bad because that was a heck of an effort.
No.
That was a heck of an effort. A great effort to Bingham. Oh, maybe it's roughing the passer.
Yep, that's what he signaled.
I'll be doggone. And what a play by Cohen Wood, keeping his poise, rolling near side, then hitting a wide-open Caleb Bingham over the middle. And it's going to go in the books as a 32-yard touchdown pass. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. Another trip into the Premier Motors end zone for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, and it was another busted play. I mean, they're doing a good job of improvising. And that's just the experience of all the games they've played together. Even though they graduated some, they still played together a lot. So you can see it. Either they had an improvising class or something. My word.
Well, that's all about courage. It's all about poise.
Yeah, poise is the big one.
Composure.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Oh, yeah. And moving your feet.
I love it. Chase Electric, two-point conversion. Here is a handoff coming around the near side. It looks like Manning Filan, and it is. And did he get into the end zone? He most certainly did, coming around the near side. Manning Filan with a Chase Electric two-point conversion run around the near side. And with 6:54 and counting left in the third quarter, yes, Irish Nation, we are at a 40-plus point margin in this ball game. DeSales 60, Waitsburg 16, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Another Farmers Insurance kickoff coming for the Irish. And to the Bingham family, I apologize for not getting excited on that last DeSales touchdown, that last Tompkins appliance touchdown, but I was sure that the play was going to come back because of the penalty, but no, Waitsburg was flagged for roughing the passer, and I'm guessing that the Irish are not going to kick off from the 40-yard line. Perhaps they refused the penalty, though. I thought it might be enforced on the kickoff, but no.
No.
That's okay.
Yeah, they would have declined the penalty just so that they could have got the touchdown. So.
Absolutely. So Alan Campos.
And we've mentioned Caleb's name before. I think we've said his name once or twice today.
Yeah. Ad nauseum. That's fine with me.
I think Luke was the only guy that got more mentions than
Luke Nelson?
Luke Nelson.
Yeah. I saw him.
See, we're mentioning him again.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos. Sails out of bounds near side. And Waitsburg will soon possess the football, I'm guessing, at the 35-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, more than likely. And also, although if there's anybody listening over there on the sideline, on the DeSales sideline, the reason that they're kicking out of there is why give Gleason an opportunity to hurt us? And I think it's a good decision. Yeah, it's given them decent field position, but so far the defense has really been up to it. They've stepped up and done a great job. And hats off to the defensive coach. I know who that is, but I don't want to make him smile more.
So a 5-yard penalty against the Irish. And the ball spotted at the Waitsburg 45-yard line. Cardinals on offense. The Irish leading 60-16. Running clock is in effect. Handoff up the middle. It is Vasquez, and he has good yardage. He is into the Sales territory and taken down at the Irish 48-yard line. Vasquez will pick up 7 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that was number 52, number 3, and number 18. So 52 is Nicholas
Quattle.
Thank you. See how I do that? Just cheat and ask him. Maddox filing and somebody else. I've already forgot the number. When you get old, it's terrible. luckily, I can remember my name because it's on my belt.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a belt. But
second down, 3 yards to go. A play action fake. Gleason far side now cuts it up the middle and dances around. And I believe he's going to get a Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. And he will. He gets inside the 45-yard line. Forward progress to the 43-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and Jason Guest was just not going to let him go away. You know, and that was I'm going to tackle you and nothing else is going to happen. But you got a first down on that. Nice job, Mr. Gleason.
Coming up on the 2-minute mark, time remaining at third quarter, your Winyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 60 and Waitsburg 16. Gleason back to pass. Here comes the rush. Penalty flag is thrown. He is taken out of bounds on the near sideline by Phelan. Inside the 40-yard line, but I'm thinking the Cardinals, Steve, are going to be flagged for holding or illegal use of hands.
Yep, holding.
Yep.
That's usually the case, and it was right at the point of attack. So in a game, even though the other team's ahead, you get called on that one because it was at the point of attack.
The flag is at the 45-yard line into Sales territory. Well, they're going to say the spot of the foul was the 43. So the ball is going to come back to the Waitsburg 47-yard line. It's going to be first down.
Yeah, they can move those.
And looks like 20 yards to go, Steve.
Yeah, they can move that flag and get it to exactly where it needs to go because they don't always fly right to where you're meant to throw it to. Oh, that's the spot of the foul.
Tight formation. Gleason under center. And going to hand it off to Reyes. Reyes off the left side. He's into DeSales territory. He is tackled near side by Santiago Saldana of the Irish. Santiago, a sophomore, a 5'8", 180-pounder, Steve.
And did a great job on that. Nice open field tackle. And you know what? Since you got a good tackle, we'll go ahead and bring in Caleb Persani. Boy, I'm going to mess that one up. Sorry, Caleb, a ninth grader.
What number?
Number 20.
Number 20. Oh, it's Perkle.
Okay. Well, I got Caleb right.
And here is Vasquez going into the defensive backfield. He is inside the 35-yard line, gets to the 34. Going to be stopped a couple of yards short of the first down. A gain of 14. Make it a gain of 13 as they put the ball down at the 35-yard line, and that is the final play of the third quarter. And after three, DeSales 60 and Waitsburg 16. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The fourth quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Welcome back to Waitsburg. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Eliah. One quarter remains in this eight-man football game. The DeSales Irish very much in command, leading the Waitsburg Cardinals by a score of 60-16. As we resume play, Waitsburg third down, 2 yards to go at the Waitsburg, or make that the DeSales, 35-yard line. Waitsburg in possession of the football, a tight formation. Gleason under center, takes the snap, going to keep it himself after a play-action fake, and he is going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. He is going to be taken down at the 30-yard line. Gain of 5 yards on the play for the quarterback. Jason Guest was there for the defense, Steve.
Yeah, Jason Guest tackled his shoes and would not let go. And Gleason tried everything he could do to get in forward yardage, and Guest wouldn't let him get any more. He already got the first down. That's all you get.
Well, we'll give him a gain of 6 on the play. They mark the ball just inside the DeSales 30-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for the Cardinals. A trips formation out to the right, the short side of the field. Vasquez in the backfield along with Gleason. Now he's in motion to the near side, and Gleason going to roll to the far side and breaks a tackle. He is inside the 30, breaks 2 tackles down the far side. He's inside the 20, and he's tackled by Jimenez inside the 20 at around the DeSales 16-yard line. He picks up 14 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, and we got a few youngsters in there right now, and I'm not going to embarrass them by stating their name, but they just need to wrap up. I know the coaches are going to say the same thing, and they're going to teach them, but that was a good learning experience right there. I mean, we're ahead by more than 40, so let's get the others in and give our starters a rest and get these youngsters some snaps, and that's how you get better. And that's why the DeSales has had a good program for a while. We're going to have a timeout called by the Cardinals.
And that comes with 10 minutes, 20 seconds and counting, remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. DeSales 60, Waitsburg 16, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1. KHS2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app. We're happy, tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Your Munyagi Hauling Services score with 10:14 remaining in the fourth quarter. DeSales 60, Waitsburg 16. Cardinals with the football at the Irish 16-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go, Steve.
Yeah, and this is a good chance for a good stand for the youngsters. Let's see how they do. And they got some names in there that haven't had any snaps yet. I like it.
Gleason this time in the shotgun. And he's back to pass. He loops the pass near side. Receiver out there, but the pass is underthrown and incomplete. The pass intended for Hankins had a step or two on Ticewood, but the pass underthrown, Steve.
Yeah, that was just a lucky shot for us, and they should have probably scored six on that one. But it's that part of the game where they're frustrated right now, and they have to keep, and I think you used the word several times, they need to have the same poise and they can execute this. We got a penalty, huh?
A five-yarder against Waitsburg for illegal procedure.
You sure it wasn't traveling?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the wrong sport.
That's coming up in a few weeks, though.
That's true. We were here before you know it.
First and 15, Waitsburg at the DeSales 21. Here comes the rush. Gleason avoids one man, and he is brought down by Mateo Jimenez. Inside the 15-yard line, stopped it around the 14, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez.
At the 13.
Jimenez is a young guy, too, isn't he? Nice job. That's the way to get some experience.
148 yards rushing in the ball game for Gleason. Second down, 7 yards to go. He has plenty of time to pass. Pass is intercepted! Near side on his way to the house is Jason Guest. He's to the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A pick six by Jason Guest. Yes, indeed, Irish Nation. Guest, who's coming to dinner? That's right, my friends. Number three as he picks off that pass by Gleason and goes all the way. 90 yards for the touchdown, Steve.
Yeah, he was wide open, and he had nobody in front of him. I'd like to say that I could have run that and done that one. I couldn't have ran that far. That was, what, 80, 90 yards? My word. And he did it just pulling away. It was amazing. Nice run.
He read that play like a book. Maybe a cheap novel in this case.
Are they reading novels anymore? Maybe he read that on his Facebook or something, I don't know.
And that makes the score 66-16 in favor of DeSales with 7:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. This time the defense making its way into the Premier Motors end zone, and now the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Wood under center, takes the snap, hands it off, and the ball carrier going to be stopped short. Mateo Jimenez with the carry. He has stopped short, but again, it's okay. We're up, and we're up big.
And Mr. Jimenez needs to work on keeping your feet moving. I know, I say that all the time. But you got when you're the running back like that, you've got to pump those little pistons and get them going. And I guarantee you the coaches are driving the same point home. So keep pumping your feet, and it's amazing what will happen. So.
Well, the Irish have scored just about every way possible in this ball game, Steve.
Yeah, we haven't had the coach run it in for a touchdown yet, but we can get that done. Or maybe the filming guy up here. He can do it. He's a pretty good guy.
Well, Jason Guest has had his share of incredible moments in this game. That muffed punt that turned into a 46-yard punt return for a touchdown. And now, an interception return for a score. His second pick of this contest. A couple of big picks, too, Steve, because you recall his first one earlier in the ball game came in the end zone and denied the Cardinals in the red zone.
Yep. And, I mean, this is going to be there are going to be plenty of highlights in this game for the coaches to enjoy.
Next week, we will be at East Valley High School near Yakima. DeSales Irish will be taking on Eniat. Airtime 6:30. Kickoff schedule for 7 o'clock next Friday night. Right here on your home for Irish Radio. Alan Campos to kick off for the Irish. Farmers Insurance kickoff. Yeah, maybe he will kick this to the far sideline. So
there
watch out over there, cheerleaders.
Yeah, you
watch
better
out.
Watch out. He
run
kicks
forward.
Hard.
Boots at far side, and look out.
Just knocked over a garbage can. That was it.
Almost picked off somebody in a lawn chair down there as well.
He definitely has a leg. He's got a good leg.
Oh, yeah.
You college coaches listening, there's a good one for you.
Oh, yeah. He's he's got some offers. He's got some opportunities. One of them is Whitworth University, and that's where older brother Alvaro went.
Awesome.
With the station. Also spent a little time at Pacific University in Forest Grove as well. And you talk about just a fantastic family.
Have you ever been to the Forest Grove campus?
No, but I'll bet it's absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Oh, my word. Yeah, I'm not even sure gorgeous is the right word.
First and 10, Waitsburg at its 35-yard line. Running clock in effect. We're inside of 4.5 minutes left in the final period. DeSales 66, Waitsburg 16. High snap back. A new quarterback into the ball game. Throws his pass near side, and it's nearly intercepted on the near side. A diving attempt by Raymond, but the ball just out of his reach and incomplete.
Malachi's going to live that one over and over this weekend. I mean, that was in his hands, and he had a chance of it. And I think gravity got him, and he hit the ground, and that was the end of that. So,
Liam Kiefel now into the ball game at quarterback for the Waitsburg Cardinals.
I don't blame them. That's a good idea. Get your backup quarterback some time and give your starter a break.
Liam Kiefel, a 5'8", 130-pound freshman, has three receivers out, two right, one left. Little dancing at the line of scrimmage. Are they going to throw a flag? They are. DeSales encroached into the neutral zone, but were they drawn off? No. They encroach into the neutral zone. That will cost the Irish 5 yards. The Irish penalized for the seventh time in the game for 36 yards.
And some people that don't normally get some snaps are getting some snaps. I like it.
And the snap through the hands of Kiefel, and it's going to be bobbled again. It is still loose in the offensive backfield, and he pounces back on it inside the 20-yard line. Went through his hands, then was muffed by Gleason, and then recovered by Kiefel back at the 20-yard line. A huge, huge loss on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that was a – it's just the fact that it's inexperience, and the youngsters are getting to play a little bit. And, I mean, I don't know. It was one of those little funny cartoon-type shows one time, and the guy says, what are you, shooting a cannon? When he looks at the quarterback in the center. And that's all it was. He just inexperienced.
Wide side of the field to the left. Two receivers out that way. One to the right. Third down, 25 yards to go for the Cardinals. Pass to the far side is incomplete. He was looking for Gleason out in the far flat. And the misfire will make it fourth down and 25 yards to go for the Cardinals, Steve.
Yeah, and the defense, I have to give them credit for that one. They did a good job of rushing that quarterback and took him off his stride, and that's why he threw it away. I mean, he was in a panic. I don't blame him. I would have thrown it away.
Absolutely. A lot of youngsters into the ball game. Marquez is in. Houchin is in. Big number 75, Anthony Alvarado, also in the ball game along the front for the Irish. A fourth down punt and a darn good one by Reyes, taken at the 40-yard line by Raymond. He's to the 45. He's to the 50. Into Waitsburg territory. Stiff arms a man at the 45. And he's going to be spun down at the 41-yard line. Pretty good kick that time on the part of Reyes. Very, very good kick.
And
a
Raymond
kick of 39
only made,
yards.
Yeah, he might only gain 20 yards, but he ran about 60 yards to get there.
He did.
But we got to get him. Now, that's a good learning experience. The coaches are going to see that run back, and they're going to tell him to pull that ball in a little better. Don't carry it out there like a loaf of bread.
That was a heck of a return by Raymond as he advances to the Waitsburg 40, and I think he was also trying to muscle down the clock a little bit and succeeded pretty well.
Right.
Got it down to 1:05. Waitsburg asking for a timeout. I'm guessing that we'll have maybe 2 snaps left in this ball game, and the contest will come from a Waitsburg standpoint to a merciful conclusion.
That is correct. And maybe I should quit using the loaf of bread analogy. I mean, that what three?
Making me hungry.
$3 or $4 a loaf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nobody carries it like they used to when it was 20 cents. Yeah, people listening, you know, you used to get bread for 5 for $1.
You're on the wrong side, boys.
That happens.
Now we're all squared away. Yeah, I'm thinking the Irish will just kneel on the ball. The Sales first and 10 at the Waitsburg 40-yard line. Tight formation. And Wood will take the snap, go down to one knee. And then a little shove on the part of a Cardinal. Aiden Alvarado getting shoved on the far side, a bit unnecessary on the part of Kyle Lindsay.
They were just sharing a little love.
You know, if that's love, I'd hate to see hate.
Well, you know. Some of these guys live out here in Dayton and then Waitsburg, and I don't know where, you know, those guys live, but so they might play Little League together or what.
Another kneel down by Wood, and I think that's going to do it as we go inside of 25 seconds remaining. And that, in fact, will do it as the teams advance to their respective Biagi Appraisal Services sidelines. And this ball game is over. Final score, DeSales Irish, 66. The Waitsburg Cardinals, 16. Coming up next, the Herald's Power Back postgame show. After we take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we now welcome you to our postgame show. It is presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Powerback, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Powerback needs. Harold's Powerback, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. Welcome back to Waitsburg. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish successfully opening their 2025 football season here in Waitsburg by defeating the host Cardinals by a final score of 66-16. We begin our Herald's Powerback postgame show with a recognition of our Eric Kimball CPA, player of the game. And Steve, I think we got to go with number 33 in the white jersey.
Yeah, should we mention his name one more time? I yes. mean, he did a great job. And you know what? Caleb's always come in the waning moments, or he's been used as a role player. But today, I thought he was just, God, for lack of a better word, a stud. I mean, he did a great job. He did everything but maybe sell popcorn, and he didn't. I know he didn't drive the bus because you guys don't do a bus. But and a great game on his part. And I think he stepped up and showed that he's a leader, too, on that. I mean, that was just beautiful. So, good job, Caleb.
And for his efforts this evening, Caleb Bingham recognized as our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. Now continue our Herald's Powerback postgame show with final statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials, residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. For the DeSales Irish in tonight's contest, first in the rushing department, Caleb Bingham setting the pace with 69 yards on 8 carries. DeSales unofficially in the ball game with 15. Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down, 6 rushing and 9 passing. Irish did not fumble in this contest. Cohen Wood threw for 291 yards in this contest. And would you believe 7 touchdown passes for Cohen Wood tonight. He now has 49 touchdown passes for his Irish career. Cohen Wood, 291 yards passing on 17 attempts. He only misfired on 6, 11 of 17 by our unofficial count, 291 yards and 7 touchdowns. Dominic Fazari, 3 receptions, 108 yards and 2 scores. Maddox Filan with 2 receptions for 120 yards and 2 scores. Caleb Bingham, a couple of receptions for 50 yards and 1 touchdown to lead the way for the DeSales Irish. DeSales was penalized 7 times in the game for 36 yards. DeSales did not punt in tonight's contest. For Waitsburg, in the rushing department, led by the outstanding J.J. Gleason, 148 yards rushing on 16 carries. Waitsburg unofficially with 10. Edward Jones, Hank Warden first downs. 8 rushing, 1 passing, 1 by penalty. Waitsburg had 1 fumble in the game, did not lose it. J.J. Gleason threw for 61 yards in the ballgame. He was intercepted twice, both interceptions. Jason Guest of the Irish. York was the leading receiver for the Cardinals in tonight's game. 4 receptions for 23 yards. Waitsburg, 6 penalties in the game for 49 yards. And Waitsburg punted 3 times in the contest for an average of just under 30 yards per boot. And that will do it for our final statistics. They were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Hunk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Steve, quite a performance by the Irish tonight. A little dicey at times, but for an opener, not too shabby.
No, I think they executed really well. Yeah, there was some growing pains. You could see some things that were different than they have to keep working on them, but they did a really good job. And I also wanted to say the Waitsburg Cardinals do not need to hold their head down. They did a good job. They executed against a very good DeSales team, and I think they showed some signs of brilliance and then things that they got to work on. And I'm not saying that anything bad about them. They did a good job, and I talked to several parents on the way out, and when I went to go get water at halftime, and I really had a lot of praises for them. They did a good job, and I think they did a better job this year than they did last. And I hope good things for Waitsburg. I mean, let's face them again in the finals or something. That work for you?
Fine with me.
Okay, no, I'm good with that.
One of those teams is.
And then Cohen Wood, my word, he is maturing correctly. I've seen that at being a high school coach for years. As they become juniors, everything seems to grow. And I hope that, and I know Dad, but I know that he needs to keep growing and keep working on it through his senior year. Do not fall off on your senior year. And it is so common that they kind of coast on their senior year. And he's not there yet, but he's still growing and still doing the right things, and I'm really impressed. And his passing today was just beautiful.
And that's going to do it for our post-game show from Waitsburg. It was presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Powerback, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Powerback needs. Harold's Powerback, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. Next week, the DeSales Irish will be traveling to East Valley High School near Yakima for a contest that should be a good one against Perennial Power Indiat. We will take the air at 6:30 next Friday night. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock. That should be a dandy contest. The DeSales Irish going up against one of the top eight-man programs in the entire state of Washington, and it should be quite a challenge for the Green and Gold, but we very much look forward to it without question. And we hope you enjoyed our broadcast this evening. It's going to wrap things up from Waitsburg, but not before we give you some thank yous. I want to thank the good folks here at Waitsburg, Athletic Director Brittany Zuger, for affording us a broadcast location here in the press box here at Waitsburg High School. Also want to thank all the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Gabe Fazzari for a fine, fine job at the controls. We greatly appreciate it. Of course, want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make the DeSales football broadcast possible. And, of course, we want to thank each and every one of you in Irish Nation for tuning in to this season-opening broadcast. If this is any indication of what the 2025 season is going to be like for the DeSales Irish, all of you in Irish Nation have a lot to look forward to, as do Steve and I. That's going to wrap it up from Waitsburg. For Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish open their 2025 football season in fine form, defeating the Waitsburg Cardinals by a final score of 66-16. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, and from Waitsburg, for Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, paraphrasing my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.